All right, everybody. I'm Logan Alec. I'm a CPA, and today I'm talking about the state and local tax deduction because it is in the news again. This video is sponsored by me. If you owe back taxes of at least $10,000 to the IRS, you can reach out to me. I tell you how to do that in the description below. I also have some other free goodies down there in the description, such as my ebook on 75 ideas to help you pocket an extra $100 a month. But for now, let's talk taxes. So what's the deal with the state and local tax deduction referred to as the SALT deduction, SALT for state and local tax. Get it? So it used to be, before the Republicans passed the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act in 2017, that if you itemize your deductions, you could deduct all of your state and local income taxes paid, okay? Whether through, you know, withholding on your paycheck, through estimated tax payments, through a payment with your tax return, all that stuff, you could deduct for regular income tax purposes all of your state income taxes paid, all your local income taxes paid, all your property taxes paid, property taxes on real estate, personal property taxes, like a portion of your DMV fees, you could deduct all of it. Okay. Now, there were other limitations on itemized deductions, like the Pease limitation, the alternative minimum tax, but for regular income tax purposes, you could deduct all of your state and local taxes paid if you itemize your deductions. Well, the Republican Tax Cuts and Jobs Act that the Republicans passed through reconciliation in December 2017 said that beginning in tax year 2018 and at least until 2025, you could only deduct up to $10,000 of state and local taxes as an itemized deduction every year. That number does not change whether you're single or you're married. Putting this cap on this deduction puts about an additional $89 billion into the federal government's pocket every year over if the cap were to be removed. Now, think about who this cap largely affects, right? This largely affects taxpayers in states with high income taxes, like California and New York. It affects homeowners in states with high property tax rates, like New Jersey and Illinois. It affects taxpayers who live in states who may not have super high property tax rates, but that have high property tax values, like here in California. Reports just came out, median home price is over $750,000. And that's for the entire state. We're not even talking about just focusing on the really expensive urban areas. And sure, you know, our property tax rates here in California aren't super high compared to other states. And we do have Prop 13, which prevents the assessed value from going up a whole lot year over year. You can kind of estimate your property taxes on a new home purchase here in California at, you know, 1.25% of the purchase price. So just ballparking it, a $750,000 home, you'd be looking at a $9,375 property tax bill a year. Right? If the SALT cap is $10,000, that leaves like a little over $600 of deductible state income taxes, right? And California's income tax rate for state tax purposes, it's astronomically high. So my point is, no surprises here, this SALT limitation of $10,000 found in the Republican Tax Cuts and Jobs Act largely affects, you know, middle class and maybe above homeowners in high tax, generally blue states. So now that Democrats control the White House and both houses of Congress, you have some Democrats and even some Republicans saying, hey, let's repeal this $10,000 cap. Just this morning, Representative Josh Gottheimer, who is a Democratic co-chair of the Problem Solvers Caucus, he represents New Jersey's 5th District. This morning, Gottheimer tweeted, the SALT cap's disproportionate impact on New Jersey home values is absurd. 16 of 30 counties where homes are expected to take the hardest hits are in New Jersey. Eliminating the cap would give 30% of New Jersey a tax break and make it more affordable for families to live here. Last Wednesday, Gottheimer sent a letter to Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen, essentially urging her to support a repeal of the $10,000 SALT cap. In this letter, he says the SALT cap has been a disaster. He says repealing it would return hard-earned money to the pockets of hard-working families, and he proposes making up that gap by going after tax cheats. He cites the IRS commissioner, who said that more than $1 trillion in federal taxes go unpaid every year. So he's saying, look, let's repeal the SALT cap, and to make up the lost revenues from people having more deductions, let's beef up enforcement and collection actions at the IRS. Okay, so, side note, now might be a good time to look into tax relief, offers in compromise, all that stuff. Link in the description below if you're interested in reaching out to me and my team about tax relief. Anyway, 21 Democratic and 9 Republican members of the House have also formed a new bipartisan SALT caucus with the goal of repealing the SALT cap. And this group is basically saying, look, we're not going to vote for any tax bill unless it repeals a $10,000 SALT cap. Now, all you need is a simple majority to pass legislation in the House. But assuming no Republicans go for Biden's tax plan, right? 21 Democrats is more than enough to keep a bill from passing in the House with the current House makeup. So this could be a real showdown here over the SALT cap issue. Now, I am pointing out, I will point out, it's typically the more moderate Democrats who are behind repealing the SALT cap, you know, because the progressive wing of the party generally points out that repealing the SALT cap would largely benefit wealthier Americans. For example, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez last week said, "I don't think we should be holding the infrastructure package hostage of a 100% full repeal on SALT, especially in the case of a full repeal. Personally, I can't stress how much that is a giveaway to the rich." And she does have a point, right? I think something like the top 1% of earners would get the majority of the benefit here, and the top 20% of earners nationwide would get more than 90% of the benefit here. But you also kind of have to put this in perspective, right? When we talk about the top 1%, the top 20%, that's nationally. Well, being in the top 20% income-wise nationally, that's an income of about $150,000 a year or more, okay? Household income. Maybe that's great income in flyover country, but that's barely scraping by, right? In places like, you know, San Francisco, for instance, especially if you're a homeowner. You know, we can rabbit trail this ad nauseum, right? But this is just another issue that can potentially divide the Democratic Party as Congress, you know, is moving away from stimulus and toward infrastructure and taxes. Of course, we don't know if President Biden is going to push for a SALT cap repeal or not. Hopefully, we'll have a better idea tomorrow evening when the president presents his tax plan to Congress. I will, of course, continue to monitor this issue. If you want to see my overview of the 2021 child tax credit, you can check that out right over here. And if you want to see me review various tax softwares, because that tax deadline is coming up, for some of you folks out there who haven't filed yet, May 17th, you can check out that playlist of tax reviews right down here. And I will see you over in those videos.